Fourth consequence, negative punishment. Here's one final consequence to learn. A teen is mouthy to the parents. Therefore, the parents took away the teen's car. The teen was less likely to be mouthy in the future. First, notice that the behavior went down in frequency. The teen is less likely to be mouthy in the future. That means the consequence must have been some type of punishment. Punishment decreases the frequency of the behavior in the future. Next, notice that the car had been available to the teen before the behavior of being mouthy. After the teen was mouthy, the car was taken away. Taking away the car must have been negative punishment for the behavior of being mouthy. Another example, back to the child screaming in the restaurant. Let's say the child screamed and the parents took away the child's toy. If the child is less likely to scream in the future, taking away the toy was negative punishment.